Chapter 4. My new home was a stables, where people hired a horse. Some of the riders were very skilled, but most were bad riders, and I was uncomfortable a lot of the time. One of the good riders came back to hire me a few times. He was kind and gentle, and he didn't hurt me. One day he spoke to my master. "What's the name of the black horse with the white star?" he asked. "Black Beauty," my master replied. "I'd like to buy Black Beauty," said the man. "A friend of mine needs a quiet, reliable horse for exercise, and Black Beauty would be just right." So I had to move again. My new master was a businessman, and he didn't know much about horses, but he was a kind man and a good master. He employed a stable boy to take care of me. The first stable boy was experienced, but he stole my oats. I was always hungry, and I soon became thin and weak. When my master realized, he replaced the stable boy. The next stable boy didn't care about me. He didn't clean the stable, and he didn't exercise me. So I had to stand in a dirty stable all day. I got weaker and weaker, and my feet were painful. But my master didn't know what the problem was. The horse doctor came and explained that the stable boy wasn't looking after me. My master was not happy with the stable boy, so he decided to sell me. He sent me to a horse fair. The horse fair was full of men who wanted to buy horses. They looked at my mouth and teeth, felt my legs and tested my feet. Some men were unkind when they did this, but one man was very gentle, and it was clear that he knew about horses. I was delighted when he decided to buy me. As the man rode me to London, I felt hopeful, and I was happy when we arrived at his house. His wife made me some warm oats, and his little girl, Dolly, came to touch me. He also had a son called Harry, and he wanted to be a good horseman like his father. I was lucky that I was in such a good place again. My new master's name was Jerry Barker. I worked for Jerry pulling his London cab. At first, I was worried about working in London because I wasn't used to the streets, and there was a lot of traffic and noise. But Jerry was an excellent driver, and I soon trusted him. Jerry never worked on Sundays because he wanted a day with his family, and he believed his horses deserved a rest. But one Sunday, a boy came to his house and said, "Please, can you take Mrs. Brown to the country to see her mother, who is dying? She must go today, and it's 10 miles away." "Well," said Jerry, "I don't normally work on Sundays, but she must see her mother before she dies. I'll be there very soon." He got me ready, and we went to collect the lady. It was a sunny day, and the drive was very pleasant. When we arrived, Jerry put me in a field to wait for our return journey. I was so delighted to be in the country that I didn't know what to do first. I had such a wonderful feeling, and I felt free. I spent 2 happy hours in that field before Jerry came and we returned home. When we arrived, Dolly and his wife were so happy because he brought bunches of wildflowers for them. I was lucky because I had a good, kind master, but many horses were not so lucky. There were cruel masters, and there were cab drivers who didn't own their horse, so they didn't care about them. One day, Jerry and I were waiting outside a park when a cab drove past. The horse that pulled the cab was tall and brown, but she walked slowly with her head down. She was tired, and her knees were damaged. I looked at her, and she looked at me. She opened her mouth. "Black Beauty," she said. It was my old friend Ginger. I couldn't believe she looked so old and miserable. She told me her story. After you left Earls Hall Park, I rested for a long time and I felt much better. But then Lord Earls Hall sold me, and my new master didn't let me rest enough, so my knees got weaker and weaker. He sold me, and my new master was worse than the previous one. Now I work for this cab company, and people hire me and drive me very hard. I have suffered a lot, Black Beauty. I don't want to live any more. I moved near to Ginger, and our noses touched. A few days later, I saw a horse on the ground in the park. She was a tall brown horse with a long neck, and she was dead. I am sure it was Ginger, and I was happy for her. Her suffering was over.